You do a pretty good.
I don't know what you do.
I do.
Those are my boys in there.
Those are my boys in there. I am law.
I'm the law.
I am law.
Should I be Jason Statham?
You gotta go over the
Should
top.
Should you both be Stallone talking to each other into this job?
I don't know
job?
What you're talking about.
I'm the law. Hey, man, you want to take some tea and do some freaking steroids to get ready for this movie?
It's like, I don't want to be a Mickey Rourke, you know. And get
that was his skeleton. He wasn't even in this movie.
I think he was my favorite character in this movie.
That was a shell. He's a cool character.
Yeah.
But that was a shell of a man. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, we're talking about the Expendables.
The Expendables!
You guys aren't going to start sucking each other's dicks, are you?
I'll figure out how to open that somehow.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we were doing a thing. I didn't, just
Well, the thing know. Was supposed to be filmed out there, but you know, we're just doing a thing. We're getting prepped. Yeah. We're getting loosened up. Mm-hmm. Like a Wajo butthole. All right.
Wajo.
Expendables. The original 1980s throwback action movie.
Made in 2010.
Made in 2010?
Listen. Okay, stop. Stop. It's not a throwback.
It's a throwback.
It's not a throwback. It's an homage.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Thesaurus.
Yeah.
No, that is my thesaurus is not open. It's an homage. This is a tribute to 80s and 90s action movies.
It is. It
That's what this whole series is about. Mm-hmm. So don't say throwback. Don't say some bullshit word. Just say, you know, we're celebrating action movies.
It's, and it's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
And this is the climax of Schwartz Lone Gall Timber.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank God.
It is the end of Schwartz Lone Gall Timber.
And they're all in this one.
It took me a month to be able to say that word in one try.
Schwartz Lone Gall Timber.
No. Schwartz Lone Gall Timber.
Schwartz Lone Gall
it's
Timber.
Schwarzenegger.
We're doing
Stallone,
something different next year.
Seagal.
Yeah, we are. Schwartz Lone Gall Timber.
There you go.
Schwartz Lone Gall Timber.
Drink some
you
more vodka.
Don't even need to know how to say that anymore because it's over.
This is the final episode. Yes. Thank you for joining us this month. I hope you had a great time going back in time to the 80s and 90s.
can we recap the movies we covered for Schwartz Lone Gall?
Yeah. As you pour more
Vader's
vodka in your cup.
Just pouring a glass of vodka.
That's all you can hear. To our audio-only listeners, if you're hearing glug, 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 glug.
Nobody's peeing on the set.
It's vodka and energy drinks. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so
Tito's and Monster. <Let's go. laughs>
You guys covered something without me because I wasn't here for the first week. What was the first movie you guys covered?
Conan the Destroyer.
Conan the Destroyer. Okay, so you guys covered that, and then we did another movie that I wasn't here
over
for.
The top.
Over the top. Oh, no, I was here for
the top.
Over the top. And then we did after that
The Glimmer Man.
The Glimmer Man, which I think might have been.
My favorite one so far.
My favorite one so far, because it was just so stupid. It was amazing. And then we're going to cap it all off by doing the Expendables, because it has a little bit of everything in there.
And everybody. Everyone.
Except for that fat fuck Steven Seagal. He's not in this movie.
Because he sucks.
It's just we're not going to do that.
He was Stallone.
Stallone was like, I'm not going to call it.
Actually, they did go to Seagal.
He didn't want it? Or he wanted too much money.
No, so like, it's kind of funny, because like, they went to all the right people, right? So first they went to Jean-Claude Van Damme. And Jean-Claude Van Damme was like, my character, he's not in-depth enough. I can't commit to this movie. So, like, he passed on it because his character didn't have enough characterization, I guess. And then they went to Steven Seagal, and Steven Seagal just flat out turned them down.
No, I'm going to go and hang out with,
I think he was...
I don't get old in movies.
Yeah, I think he was migrating to Russia at the time.
I'm going to hang out with my boy Putin. I like those Russians over there. They get good vodka.
What? Okay, so knowing the movie, because I've seen this movie a dozen times, right? You've seen it a bunch of times, I'm assuming?
I know.
No?
I've seen it last night. I watched it. Was maybe my third, but I want to say it's my second time I've ever seen this movie.
Wow.
Yeah. First watch.
First watch for June? You can put it in the thumbnail. Take that algorithm. Kaidish, how many times have you seen it?
First watch.
This was my third time, I believe.
Third time. Okay, I've seen it a bunch of times. Countless. It's one of those movies that, like, I'm in the mood for some action nonsense. Expendable.
This is one of those movies where I was engrossed in my other life.
In Azeroth. 2010.
In Azeroth, I spent all my time in Azeroth. Didn't care about anything else.
So if you could choose one role in this movie to be played by Steven Seagal, if he would have accepted the job, which role would you guys have seen him in?
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve Austin? Stone Cold's
role, for sure.
The woman beater?
Just to make it stupid as hell.
Yeah, and just have him burn sure. and die?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be great. All right.
I would have said Randy Couture's character.
No, you leave Randy alone. He's like the
UFC fighter guy, yeah. right? Yeah. MMA guy. Jude, how about you? Who would you put Steven Seagal in this movie? Which character would you swap him out for?
Lacey.
Which one was that?
Chris McCarpenter.
Statham's girlfriend. I don't even know what you do for a living.
God damn, she looked good in this movie.
She's smoking hot.
Ready? Dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Synopsis.
Synopsis.
2010, The Expendables. Rated R with a runtime of 1 hour 43 minutes. This had a budget of $80 million. What do you think this brought in?
$250
million. Vader? God,
I think you're probably
it was
pretty
big.
Close.
It was big.
So I'm going to play the prices right. I'm going to
go under?
$230.
Okay. Had a budget of $80 million with a box office bring home of $274 million.
Yes!
Alex wins the speedboat. Yeah.
Should have went over a dollar.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes, I am ready. Go for it.
Every action star you ever had a crush on in the 80s and 90s is now old, but they can still crack skulls and fuck bitches. Ivan Drago and Rocky are besties, but Drago's got a temper and a drug problem that's getting in the way of how they do things. Somehow, the guy that harpooned a megalodon is dating Sunnydale It Girl Cordelia Chase. Marv from Sin City can still give you a full sleeve in the afternoon, murder a man in the evening, and make love to a new woman every night. Dexter's best friend is no angel. Get it? He's General Garza, the corrupt dictator, and his sidekick Stone Cold Steve Austin still has a can of whoop-ass for you. Put them all together on a kill squad, and they throw in a liberation of your island and blow up your cocaine for free. Discuss.
I freaking love this movie.
Me too.
It is fun, and it is dumb, and it is masculine.
It is
and
all those things.
Everything I want in a Swart Sloan Gall Tember capping off action 80s retro homage.
Yeah. You know, so you know how Adam Sandler gets all his funny, funny friends together.
Goes on vacation.
Goes
once
on
a
vacation
year.
They make a stupid movie.
Yeah.
That's the same thing this movie is, except Sylvester Stallone going, "Hey, homies, let's get together. Let's
make some action, let's masculine
some,
action movie.
Yeah, let's fuck some shit up.
Let's fuck some, let's blow some shit up.
Yeah,
make some money.
I love these kind of movies.
I love it.
It's like this is the it's like I said earlier. It's just Stallone and his boys doing what they do,
and they do it well.
And you know,
they do it
It's really cool. I love this. I had a lot of fun with this.
Yeah. It was great. It's never not fun. When I watch this movie, I'm like, oh, yeah. I even like the I'm sure at some point in time we'll review the sequels that come out afterwards. Two and three.
They're probably not as good.
They get worse. They get better. There's some aspects that I really like. I love that Mel Gibson showed up for one of these things.
I
really do. Him as a villain in I think the third movie, even though it's completely an absurd movie.
Uh-huh.
Like they literally destroy everything and plus some with like three guys and a pistol. But it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just dumb, action oriented male fantasy fun. And that's what I want.
What's very strange to me is I mean, you guys know how much I love 80s and
yeah, that's your staple. Yeah.
Action movies. That's my jam, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never really paid attention to these movies.
To the Expendables?
To the Expendables franchise. I have, and I really don't know why. I think I've seen the first three movies maybe one time each.
Wow.
I watched this one last night, and I think I've been, for some reason, depriving myself subconsciously. Maybe I don't like seeing my heroes as old dudes.
Yeah, maybe.
Being old, but still doing the thing. It's very strange. I don't know how to explain it.
Maybe
but,
you're like, no. I don't deserve the pleasure.
Maybe.
I haven't earned it.
It's like it's kind of weird seeing Arnold go from, you know, like the dude in Predator and Commando and stuff to
like this, a politician.
It's like
he was the governor.
It's like I appreciate how Stallone, even now, 13 years later, he's still hard as a rock.
I know.
I mean, that dude, he takes so many roids and human growth hormone.
If he stopped, he would die.
He would. It's like he's eternally addicted to testosterone.
Listen,
and good for
I remember
him. Good for him.
You know, whatever.
I remember when this movie was first starting to come out, and there was like there's videos of him working out and getting in shape for the movie and stuff like that. And this is like a 65-year-old guy.
Yeah.
However, how old was he? I don't exactly know in 2010. I'm going to say in his 60s. Got to be in his 60s. I bet
chat will figure it out.
So he's 72 right now.
So even 60.
Yeah, 60s.
60, 59, 60.
At 60, even though I know he was taking copious amounts of testosterone and steroids to get in that shape, it doesn't matter. He was still freaking solid.
I'm going to the doctor in 2 weeks, and the first thing I'm talking about is testosterone.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like I need...
Can I get some medical cocaine?
Let's go.
Yeah, it's called Novocaine.
Yeah.
And you can find it at your local dentist office. Just tell me you have a really bad toothache.
But I loved...
I don't know how that works.
Or you can get some laughing gas.
Jude anyway. Just wants cocaine.
I just loved how Stallone literally pulled an Adam Sandler and brought his friends in. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody in this movie is a guy who has headlined their own movie in the past.
Yep.
Dolph Lundgren playing the junkie.
Listen, he can still get
He looks fucking great in this movie. I'm really sad for Dolph because, you know, he's still around, right?
Yeah.
But he's got cancer. He's had cancer he's had it for a very long time. He might have had it when he made this movie.
My God.
But he's been he's kept it on the down low for a while. Yeah. And you know, it's cool to see Dolph doing things. Mm-hmm. Even if this movie is 13 years old now at this point. But he made the Rocky movie recently, which I still haven't seen for some reason.
I haven't seen Rocky 2. Oh, no, I saw Rocky 2. He was good in that one.
No, the new Rocky movie.
The Creed movie.
Creed 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good in that.
But, you know, Dolph was good in this. I love his character because he's crazy.
He's a little nuts.
Like, no. What was his name in the movie?
Ivan Drago?
No. In this movie.
The name of the character? I don't even know. Yeah.
But anyway, I love how like he's the crazy dude. It's like, no man, we don't hang the pirates.
Is it like Gunner or something?
Gunner, that's it.
Was it Gunner?
Gunner, we don't hang the pirates.
He's like, what? No,
that's not what we do.
It's good to hang pirates.
Yeah.
He's just exactly. like big dumb Frankenstein type character.
Crazy, love it. You know, he's got his issues. He's kind of a crackhead. You know, I just it was interesting. It was cool to me how we just had all these guys and they all had their minor roles. I mean, this is a Statham and Stallone movie, but everybody else in the movie had their thing.
Dude.
You know.
We're going to get to Jude and Cage. We're going to just riff off of this for a
while. Oh, sure, we can.
Take your time. But, you guys are in love.
I really enjoy...
I know what his score is.
Already. I know. He did it on Critic List, and he's freaking nonsense.
He's like, 30%.
Shut up. We love you. I hate you. Real quick, Mickey Rourke, right?
Okay, I love Mickey Rourke in this movie.
Listen, man, I love his character. Yeah. I just when every time I see him, I'm like, Jesus, bro.
Yeah. It's
like
you got a bad night.
What happened to you?
Got a bad doctor. Like, got a bad doctor.
Jeez, man. Just take it easy a little bit.
Right.
But his character is freaking cool as shit.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, man, I'm not really into that war thing anymore. I'm getting too old for it. But I'll sit here and tattoo and be a cool motherfucker on a motorcycle.
And we can trade knife throwings to see who's still the best.
It's cool, man. He just plays a really, really cool character. I'm glad they kind of put him in that reserve role, though.
Right.
Because if he was out there with Stallone, like, kicking ass, I think I probably would have been
He was shooting Iron Man 2 at the time, and so he only had 2 days where he could come in and shoot for this thing.
That's why he's got that hair.
They filmed all that shit in 2 days?
Yeah.
He's in a... pretty large part of this movie.
He's at least, what, 5 minutes?
15 minutes?
He's in three scenes.
Dude, he's in, but they're long scenes.
Mm. Lots of talking.
There are lots of talking in this. There's that one scene where he, like, goes deep, like, into, like, the whole PTSD story about how the woman was on the ledge and he didn't save her. And all that was some good acting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
That was some legit
Mickey
acting
Rourke's
right
good in everything
he's fucking
he does.
Good, man.
He just looks bad.
Mickey Rourke is one of those dudes I wish to God.
He had not had plastic surgery.
He hadn't gotten himself so fucked up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm glad that he still gets work, even though he had some fucked up plastic surgery.
Yeah. Anyway, let's hear Jude and Katie's thoughts. Okay. Jude, how did you first watch for you?
First watch.
Tell me how you felt.
I was surprised that, like, as I was watching, because I think it's been on while I've been in the room before. And then as I was watching it, I was like, oh, I've never seen this before. It was about what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun action movie. And it's kind of, for me, I was like, oh, good for them. Like, cause you know, as an action star and as someone who's like bread and butter is I'm hot and strong and tough to still get a role that turns into a franchise when you're in your 60s, like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's fucking awesome. And it was entertaining. It wasn't just something that they threw up on the screen that we're all supposed to, like, applaud, that we're all like, it sucked, though, right?
Yeah.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I thought it was a really fun movie.
I did, too.
Yeah. I didn't love it, but I was like, yeah, well, good for them.
Like, because when it, I know you love 80s movies.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, the ultra-masculine, you kind of were like, ugh. Like, it's like the dude bro type stuff you're not into. So I was wondering if there was too much of that in this movie for you.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I hated about it. Mm. The guy that plays General Garza, I think I hate him in everything, because everything that he's in, he walks around dick first like he's like someone you better bow down to. And it's completely unbelievable to me.
The guy from, like, Dexter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought Eric Roberts was more intimidating than the General Garza, yes, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, just on those two characters, mm-hmm. I think General Garza was supposed to be a bit of an empathetic character.
Well, he was supposed to be, like, torn between two worlds. His daughter.
He was like supposed to be like the dictator, the despot.
Carlo. Castro.
He was a puppet.
He came off as a little bitch, though.
But then, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like,
so let me ask this: did anybody have any empathy for that character?
No, not at all. No.
Even though they were, like, raping his daughter.
He just stands on the balcony and throws a bottle at her, and he's like, "Why didn't you run me?"
And the other question was, okay, personally, I loved Eric Roberts in this movie.
I thought
Eric Roberts was
a quintessential
great,
like, 90s bad guy.
Yeah.
He's perfect. Yeah. He's perfect as the sleazy CIA.
Eric Roberts is like the perfect C-list actor mm-hmm. that can pull something like this off. You know what I'm saying?
And exactly also at the same time, while Kadesh and I were watching this, we kept saying, like, he could have been interchangeable with, and we were like going back and forth saying, what if this guy had played him? Or what if this guy had played him? Like, that, I think that role could have gone to a lot of different people.
But he brings a sleaziness to it.
I think they cast it perfectly.
Well, he just looks unshowered all the time. Yeah, exactly. But he's wearing a new suit.
Yeah.
Originally, the character of Monroe, played by Eric Roberts, they went to Ben Kingsley, turned them down.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Robert De Niro, turned them down.
No.
And Al Pacino. And turns them down.
I could see that, maybe. But it would have been more annoying character.
And then the last one was Ray Liotta.
Turned them down.
That would have been okay.
Yeah.
Because Ray Liotta is kind of like in that same.
He could do that.
It's like you're not quite
sleazeball gangster.
You're not quite an A-lister, even though you had Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And everybody knows you, but you know, it's like Eric Roberts, Ray Liotta. They're kind of in that same kind of vein.
Yeah.
Bakula.
Scott Bakula.
Bakula.
Yeah. Bakula.
But you know, I thought Eric Roberts was cast perfectly in this movie. I bought him as a shitbag former CIA dude. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm going to give the floor to Kadesh because I know already because he spoiled his review for this movie on Criticlist.
Yeah.
Go download the app if you want.
Real quick, but before we switch to Kadesh, I would just like to say that Terry Crews is amazing in everything that he's ever
done. Terry
Crews
is awesome.
He's everything in everything he's ever done.
He's awesome.
And I thought Jet Li was also very charismatic, and I really appreciated his character. How, like, he's around all of these, like, huge men, and he's, like, trying to get more money the whole movie, and they're also like, "You're tiny. Why should you get more money?" He's like, "Because I'm tiny. I'm working harder."
Yeah.
I liked his character through the whole thing. I thought he was a really good comic relief.
I like it.
Before we go to Kadesh,
okay,
I do have to ask Jude one more thing.
Mm.
Your boy Jason Statham is in this movie.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
How'd you feel about Jason Statham?
This is the least annoying I've ever seen him. However, he can still get fucked. I don't know how Charisma Carpenter ended up with him in this movie.
Okay. And, that's my favorite side story in this movie.
Oh,
was
for
that
sure.
Douchebag boyfriend that he's with.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And or she's with, and he's just like,
As soon as she came on screen, I was like, Charisma Carpenter's in this?
Uh-huh.
You know, I was excited to see her.
They played out that scene in my head of every single dude who has an ex-girlfriend who got beat up by some shitbag boyfriend that she dropped you for.
Yeah.
And this is what we would all go do.
So I said,
we would all want to go kick the shit out of that guy. It's a pure male fantasy.
Movie.
Yeah, it absolutely is. 100%. I'm going to go fuck that dude up.
Yeah.
And all his friends, too.
And feel justified doing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never even thought about it as being like a male fantasy.
It's
but it is. It's like, oh,
You dump me.
You and your buddies.
But this shitbag that you're with now because you didn't want to be with me, beat your ass up, but I still kind of like want to bang you. So I'm going to go fuck this dude up so you're going to want to bang me even more. And then we're going to have a really great relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And then he goes dates Megan Fox.
Yeah. But I like that. You like Jason Statham in this movie? Then?
I did not say that.
But you found
she
him.
She said he was less annoying.
So you found him tolerable?
I understand why people find him charismatic.
However,
hate him. So
this is the Meg.
This is the least annoying I've ever seen him. I think he's annoying in everything. This is the least annoying I've ever seen him. I cannot sanction him going on and having a career.
Wow.
I don't understand your loathing of Jason Statham.
You ever seen the video of him dancing in his underwear with leopard print?
I'm not saying other people should feel the way I feel about him.
It's a damn good video.
I'm saying this is how I feel about him.
Okay.
Every time Jude talks about Jason Statham, I edit in a video of him dancing in his underwear, and it's amazing.
I should probably watch one of our videos someday.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you think? No.
The floor is yours, Mr. Kadish. Explain yourself.
You need to put a time limit on him before he starts. Like five minutes or
he'll
something.
He'll run out of steam eventually.
Okay.
So this was kind of like the real kickoff to the Stallone-a-sance. Before this, he had kind of directed Rambo 4, which was an excellent movie.
Amazing.
And then he decided that, you know, he was going to ride the momentum of that and try to get a bunch of, you know, yesteryear action stars, current, you know, like actual like UFC fighters and stuff like that together and do like a big throwback action movie. And it was a really interesting gambit. And it worked out for him. It started off a whole new franchise for him, even, you know, in his older years.
Yep.
And it was brilliant casting, really. Like the cast is what makes this movie because it's not a good movie. The story is all over the place. Mm-hmm. The dialogue is terrible. But, you know, seeing like all these like legendary actors come together for like a big fun action romp, that's this movie's value proposition, essentially. And unfortunately, like they really tried to do it right in terms of like the casting. Like I said, they went to Steven Seagal. They went to Jean-Claude Van Damme. In fact, Terry Crews's character was originally supposed to be played by Wesley Snipes.
Huh.
But Wesley Snipes had a bunch of tax issues and stuff, he couldn't leave the country. And so, like, he wasn't able to.
I love Terry Crews in this. I'm glad that he's in this.
Yeah, I am too.
Wasn't he in one of the later
Wesley
ones?
Snipes was in later, I think. Right. So, two or three?
Yeah, I think it was two.
Okay.
He comes into the Expendables at some point.
That's the same one that Van Damme's in, right?
Van Damme is the bad guy in the second one.
And then Mel Gibson's the third.
We're watching here in a couple months. We're going to watch number two pretty soon.
Well, can we make it part of Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, let's do it. Sorry, Kadish, go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And Chuck Norris is also in the second
one. Yeah, he shows up for just a quick cameo. The Lone Wolf. I freaking love that shit.
Yeah, but the standout scene in this movie was really the church scene where you have Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Bruce Willis all on screen together for the first time. And
I don't believe that they were actually together when they filmed pretty this epic. Scene.
Actually, they were. They were there for 6 hours. Schwarzenegger, he was governor of California at the time. He had kind of semi-retired from acting, but he came in to do it as a favor for Stallone. He didn't even get a paycheck off of it. He just came in for 6 hours. And they filmed that scene in a couple takes. And it was the highlight of the movie for me. I can remember seeing that in the theater. I was like, man, that was worth the price of admission right there. Because it's so cheesy. It's so terrible. These guys, you can tell that they're all frenemies. Like they kind of
like and hate each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And but
shit, you invited this guy.
Yeah, but there's little stuff in there that didn't quite age too well. So there's a point in the scene where Willis says, "Are you gonna start sucking each other's dicks right now?"
Wow, that was really harsh.
And Willis ad-libbed that. That wasn't in the script. And Stallone was like torn between cutting that out because he thought it made them look bad, but ultimately he decided to leave it in
because it's funny as hell.
Yeah. It is pretty funny.
Yeah,
and then you have the whole part with Schwarzenegger walking out and Stallone saying like he wants to be president, and like at the time that joke made sense, but like, you know, removed from the period where he's governor, it's just kind of like
stupid young people nowadays aren't going to get the reference, but you know, that's fine. That's what it is.
I got the reference.
Yeah, but you're not really what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
you're usually when you say stupid young people, you're talking about
me. You're an old soul. Okay.
Yeah, but I really like that scene. That was the best scene in the movie for me. And the action scenes are all pretty well done. But the thing is that Stallone, so like he wrote and directed this movie, mm-hmm. but in acting in it as well, he suffered like 14 different injuries during the making of this movie.
Aww. Nice.
And at the same time he was recovering from these injuries, he had both bronchitis and shingles.
Jesus. Oh,
Jesus yeah. Christ. Hey. This is probably the movie that made him like figure out that he needed to up the HGH and the yeah. testosterone fucking injections moving forward.
Hey man.
So yeah.
I've got something. I'm trucking along.
Yeah, but
you're 30 years younger.
Yeah, I'm also not 60.
Yeah. Yeah. So Stallone was in a lot of pain during this movie, man. And he was pulling both, you know, acting and directing duties, which is hard enough. There was a scene in this movie where Stone Cold Steve Austin almost lost a leg. It was in the third act where like all these explosions are going off, and one went off kind of like too close to his leg. And you can actually see it in the movie. He was carrying like this bag, and if he hadn't had that bag down by his leg, he would have lost his leg.
Wow.
Because the explosion went off like in the wrong place.
We should probably talk about Stone Cold just for a second.
You know more about this guy than I do.
Danny's
in the chat. Cold. Danny could.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, so the, like, there's the bad guy crew led by Eric Roberts, mm-hmm. and we have Stone Cold Steve Austin as his right hand man. Mm-hmm. We have Ray Parks, aka Darth Maul.
What?
You didn't know that?
Are you for real? No, hold on a second.
I'm pretty sure. Or was that the kickboxer guy?
Are you talking about
those two? It's the guy who fights Jet Li and a couple other dudes in the third act.
And he gets his neck cracked, right? Yeah, that guy? That's not
Ray Parks. No, Terry. No, he's not in this movie. I'm not seeing any Ray Parks.
It was either him or the guy who was in John Wick as the fat dude.
It might have been him. Yeah, that sounds more right.
Gary Daniels. No,
Ray Parks is not in this movie. His name is not in
Ray Parks.
So. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So,
but there's like this group of like bad guys, and eventually Dolph Lundgren kind of joins in with them. Mm-hmm. And Dolph Lundgren's character Gunner was originally supposed to die in the mm-hmm. script, but like after they shot all of his scenes and they knew that they were going to be making sequels, Stallone was like, "Hey, let's bring Dolph back."
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because Dolph has experienced kind of a renaissance in his home country of Sweden, because he used to be looked at as a joke. And,
really?
And now, like, the Swedes look at him as, like, a cultural icon.
The chat is saying that that guy's name is Gary Daniels.
Gary Daniels.
I got Scott Adkins.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one you're talking about, right?
That's the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. I know. Yeah, but he kind of does look like Ray Park, so I can see where you're coming from.
But anyway, it doesn't matter.
He's the guy who's kind of taken over a lot of Jean-Claude's franchises.
I just need to know, though, because you gave this movie a 30% rating. And I read your review. So I need to know why. Why is it so low?
We need to, like, make a pact that any movie we're watching on this show...
We can't review.
We can't put on Criticlist until after
the episode comes out.
That's a good gentleman's agreement.
I was good with that.
That was a weak handshake.
Here, give me a
come on. No, don't dead fish me. Come on. There you go.
Man's handshake. There we go. Okay.
Do it like...
It's like that scene from Predator where Schwarzenegger...
Say that.
Listen,
Carl Weathers.
Wait, like this.
My
There you go. See, she gets it.
My dad told me there's two rules to life. Don't put shit in your coffee, and you always have a manly handshake.
100%.
Those are the only two rules
sure.
to success.
Yeah. I mean, I put a lot of stuff in my... Like, alcohol.
He's just going to say...
alcohol?
He's... Yeah.
They'll put cream in your coffee and you have a manly
energy. You bring an Americano in here every day.
I do.
You
but it's got extra bitch. It's got extra shots in it.
Okay. Makes up for it. So the more caffeine intake,
that's right.
Means you can put cream and sugar in it.
And it evens out the manliness.
He puts his energy drinks in his coffee.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I drink my coffee black.
Unless
I put extra shots in it, then I put a little cream in it.
What are you drinking there, Vader? Little monster with a shot of espresso.
Little monster with some vodka.
Yeah. This coffee tastes a little too pussy for me. Gotta put some extra shots in there.
But is your rating specifically because of the writing of the story? I'm really upset. Like, 30% is obnoxiously low for this movie.
Yeah, but he's a movie snob.
Ugh.
But he's a bit of a movie snob.
It's a two-star movie.
No, it's not. Can he
have an opinion? You had yours.
He can.
Your turn is over now.
I'm sorry.
So, the dialogue in this movie is atrocious. It's really, really bad.
Come on.
The story is all over the place. The pacing's all very weird. The good part is the action scenes. They do the action scenes right. But there's so much like cheesiness. Like for instance, when the general's daughter first comes into the bar and like she's like walking in. Like Jude literally started cracking up because it was like so like stereotypical, I guess.
It was so like Selma Hayek, like walking in. Right. And I was like, is she gonna have a guitar at some point during this movie?
Isn't that the point of this movie?
Yes, that's the point.
Isn't that the point of this movie?
The point of every movie is to be good, right?
Well, I feel like this movie is a love letter to action films, so they want to touch on all of those.
Well, look, you can be a love letter to action movies and still be a good movie, right? Like there was just a lot of things in this movie that I felt were like the worst parts of 80s action movies, you know? So,
give me an example.
So the dialogue at the church scene between Schwarzenegger, Willis, and Stallone, like that was a painful scene to watch,
right?
Because of how they spoke to each other.
But you said in your review, and you said here today, that that's your favorite part of this movie. Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Honestly, I think it's could possibly be the worst part of this movie. Because it's just fan service.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, we brought Arnold didn't need to be in this movie. You know, him and Bruce Willis, neither one of those characters needed to be in this thing. They could have done that way different. They could have done it with just some like weird computer correspondence.
That whole scene didn't even need to be in there.
It didn't need to be in there. It was just like we're going to insert this 60-second scene into this movie because everybody wants to see Arnold, Bruce, and Stallone in the scene. And I admit I wanted to see that. I think it's cool, but it's completely fan service. But it was far from the best scene in this movie.
So it's the best scene in the movie in the sense that it's the most historic scene because it's the first time all three of these legendary actors are on screen together.
I will give you that.
Now, there's a lot of stuff in this movie that I personally thought was silly. Like I hated every scene with Mickey Rourke. I didn't like those.
Really?
I didn't like the Charisma Carpenter side story with Jason Statham.
You didn't like the male fantasy beating up the guy?
I don't have that fantasy.
I do. I totally did.
Okay,
did you?
That's fine.
Yeah.
But every time action's happening in the movie, it's great. Every other time, it's not great.
I mean, listen, man. If Jude ever showed up in the office one day and had a black eye, I would kick your ass. Okay, I'm just saying. Man, and she's not even my woman, she's your woman.
So, you'd think you could kick my ass.
Oh, bro, I could kick your ass.
I just have to be a little bit faster than you.
I'd catch you eventually. All right, I'm just saying.
Expendables 5.
I mean, if there's any lesson to be learned from this goofy ass movie, it's like you don't hit girls. Just don't hit girls.
That's the moral of the whole story.
Don't hit girls.
Is it okay to waterboard them? Because that happened in this movie.
That movie, that scene irritated me. It annoyed me. It's like,
oh, dude.
Oh, my God. You don't go straight to waterboarding the girl. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
And they were like, we're going to waterboard her, and then we're going to rape her.
That scene was graphic, too.
It was.
Because it was like, holy shit. And then Stone Cold Steve Austin's got like this weird shit-eating grin on his face while he's doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh. I think you're right, though. Hear me out. I think you're right. There's the subplot with Statham is literally just like a miniature size of the overall plot.
Right.
The overall plot is you beat up this pretty Spanish chick. We're going to kill your entire army. We're going to kick your entire ass.
Don't beat up girls.
Because you beat up this one
girl.
That's right. That's literally the whole point of the movie.
That's it.
He didn't give a shit that he was taking over the island. He didn't give a shit that it was some government coup. He's like, whatever. But you beat up this girl. I'm going to kill everybody you know.
I've got to get my soul back.
That's the whole point of the movie. Listen,
you don't hit girls unless they're bigger than you. Okay? That's the rule.
Better make me
do it. There's not a lot of girls that are bigger than me.
Would you hit Larissa Jones or Alyssa Jordan from Warrior?
There's only one woman I'd ever hit.
And that's Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin. I would want to, but I wouldn't. It's the chick that plays... The only woman I'd ever probably hit is the woman that plays Coach Beast on Glee.
I've never seen that.
So, you know.
Aww.
Like the skinny chick from the comedian stuff?
No. The other one.
She's like 8 foot tall.
She looks like a man.
She looks like a man. She's like, bleh. It's like I'd have to hit her.
Just pretend like you're into it.
It's like, Coach Beast. Oh, yeah, let's go.
Okay.
No, all right. I can't do it. No, that doesn't work. But you don't hit girls.
No, you don't. That's the whole point of the movie.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
That's what this whole movie is about.
Yeah.
It really is. Stallone was like,
because like
she had to come home with us, you know. Now I got to go rescue her because she's getting, you know, she got captured. Beat up.
Yeah.
She got beat up. Yeah, it's like, no, it's not cool.
I love that. I want to talk about a couple of scenes that I really like. I love the scene. We watched it last night in the Discord watch party. Yeah. Where
that was the most silent. That was the most quiet watch party we've ever had. Because
we were all like,
because we were all amazing. Super into so this fun.
Like they were flying away, right? And they're all the army's after them, and they're on the dock, and they're flying away. And Stallone like grabs onto the side of the plane.
Tom Cruise did it better.
Yeah, Tom Cruise did it second though.
Yeah,
he got the idea. He got the idea wrong. From Stallone.
Yeah,
probably.
probably.
So he gets in the plane and he's sitting there and he's all like, "Freaking these motherfuckers!" And then Statham looks at him and he's like, "Brrr." And he turns the plane. Yeah. He's like, "We're going back." He's like, "We're going back."
Awesome scene.
I'm like, "All right, let's go back."
What they call the strategy? The shake and bake.
I don't remember what it is. And bake. I'm the magic man.
Let's douse them all in fuel.
Diablo, like a crazy chicken.
But they go back, right? And then Stallone opens up some freaking Batmobile bullshit out of the front of the thing.
He just launches his fuel.
He's got the freaking gun sticking out. And they're flying that. And I'm like, yes, let's go. And then I'm already happy with that. I'm all like freaking just nerding up.
The best part? Is Statham crawls under the nose of the plane.
That's what I'm saying.
And comes up.
And then pops and
he's
up.
Like, he's like,
and he's got his glasses on. And like, he looks back he's and like, he's like, yeah. And I'm like,
yes. It's great.
But they shoot the dock and they're just like, and they go down. Hold on. And then they blow everybody up. And I'm just like, this is the freaking best thing ever. And then Stallone is like, boop. And he just drops all the fuel on him. And I'm like, oh my God, they're not. And then Statham pulls out a freaking flashbang. And it's like,
yep.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It was just
that was a great scene.
Having the best time.
It was so awesome.
That's like, that is what this movie's
that's
all about.
That's a dude moment.
It's a dude moment.
It's a dude moment.
It's a shot of caffeine
and then
a pussy coffee.
And then Terry Crews comes in and everybody's like down on their luck and they're getting the shit kicked out of them. And that they're all like, oh my God,
he's got
we're
the
not
explosive shotgun.
We're not gonna make it. And then Sherry goes like, and just blows
it's
everybody
a shotgun
away.
Machine.
And then
gun.
He says, "Man, that thing was fucking loud." And I'm like,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, dude. And then on top of all that, we get the one fight everybody in the world is into, like wrestling and UFC. We get fucking Stone Cold Boston versus Randy Couture. In a fight, and it was kind of a bitch ending.
They did Stone Cold dirty. That was real dirty.
They should have had just Couture just like actually like legit beat him because Stone Cold was the bad guy. He should have lost, right? But they could have made it a lot more intense and a lot more cool.
Yeah.
But instead, fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin gets dumped in the fire.
Yeah, and burned.
And
burns to death. I was like, oh my, there's no worse way to die.
But here's the thing, though.
I mean, there's two bad ways. There's fire and there's drowning.
I was going to say, yeah, yeah.
Which one are you going to choose? I choose drowning. Every single 100%. Time.
100%, yeah.
The whole fire way thing to kill Steve Austin was the worst.
That was brutal. It was brutal. But here, I want to say this because I know people are like, oh man, they did him dirty. And I kind of agree. But if you look at it from the other side, he's the only person that they could not kill except by those extreme measures.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to burn him, and that didn't even work. He got back up.
They
had to, like sock him in the head with something, and then he finally died.
The only thing I wish they would have done in this movie is I wish they would have had, like, Eric Roberts say, "What?" to, like, Stone Cold Austin, like, two times. What? I said, what? Like, that would have been just, that would have earned it another star.
Yeah. They should have had Stone Cold crack open a beer.
Yeah.
Oh. I was waiting for him to crack open a beer.
He did the clacking thing and then drank them both. That would have been too fan service-y, maybe.
Yeah, though. Maybe. But, you know, Eric Roberts asking him, you know, what? Just maybe one time. Would have been pretty funny, you know? And only, like, wrestling nerds would have got it. And it would have been fun.
Yeah. So. Def Row in the chat said, Gary Daniels got his neck broke, was particularly bad by Jet Li and Statham. That was a brutal kill, too. Because they like teamed up on that guy and they just freaking like clack and they just snap
there's
his neck off.
Gnarly kills in this
movie. Gnarly kills. Dude,
from the very beginning, when that dude gets shot in half.
Yeah.
my fucking gunner up on the thing. Kaboom!
Well, you know what my favorite kill is, though? My favorite kill, and this goes back to the theme of the movie. Just don't fucking hurt women.
Don't hurt women.
Is those asshole guards were about to put a cigarette out on the chick's skin, and freaking cool. Stallone comes in here and just impales the dude with that freaking knife.
That Billy knife?
Yeah.
Is the best thing in this movie.
I mean, is it Rambo's knife?
No.
It's not?
It's a little different? It's 6 feet longer than
it's Rambo's freaking huge. Knife. But that was the most brutal.
Jason's knife.
Because I feel like that was... They took the most time to make it look the most realistic.
I want to play a game next time I watch this movie.
I'm not playing finger knife with you.
I'm going to drink. I'm going to drink.
Jesus.
Every time somebody gets a knife thrown in their neck.
Yeah. Efficient way to get rid
destroyed.
Of somebody.
Destroyed. I would be in a coma.
How many neck shots were this?
How many knives go into necks?
If you can't tell, V and I really like this movie. The table is divided.
You haven't talked about Jet Li versus Ivan Drago.
I love that scene.
Pretty good little rivalry going on.
I love that scene. Mostly because they show just how much of a disadvantage it is to be that small.
I liked it because they actually set that storyline up from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's like they have a personal rivalry going on.
They don't like each other.
They don't like each other.
It's all right.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You
kick each other's ass and then shake hands after.
Right on.
Like you two.
So friends do. What? I never fought with him. Have I ever fought with you?
No, I said you two.
Yeah. Him and you and Kadesh.
Oh, me and Kadesh?
After my black eye.
Oh, I would kick anybody's ass who gave you a black eye. I'm just saying, if my wife, my daughter, you, any
if
of my...
If they were still alive any, after any they any gave me a black
this
eye.
Is, this any is Jude we're talking
listen,
about.
Listen, any of my friends who are a girl... I would want to destroy you if you laid a hand on any of them.
She's going to pull a Fight Club, just give herself a black eye one day to see us fight.
That's something I can do.
And she's going to be like, he did it.
then I'd have to kick their ass.
You know what's funny is a friend of mine that I went to high school with lives in Las Vegas. And when I started dating Kadesh, I was telling him about this guy I just started dating. And he was like, better be good to you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like clenched jaw and everything. And he was like, if he's not... They're letting me know. And I was like, settle down.
It's a man's man.
I mean, that's just the...
And his name is Jason.
That is correct. Any man who has any sense of...
Right and wrong.
Right
chivalry.
And wrong. Chivalry. Yeah, exactly. Will want to kick the ass of any dude who beats up a girl.
One scene I did really like in this movie was when Randy Couture is defending his cauliflower ears.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's... So, you know... There's a lot of guys in this movie that they're not really good at it. Randy Couture is not an actor. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
He's a legitimate UFC fighter. Mm-hmm. He's not an actor. Okay?
He did good, though.
When this movie came out, Randy Couture was the peak of his fame. Okay? So, yeah, let's bring Randy Couture in this thing. But, you know, we have to give him a scene, right? So let's let him talk about what? His cauliflower ears. Because, you know, that's just the thing that fighters talk about.
I like he goes into the scientific, right? You know, like the you know fibers and my
tendon. How everybody's we know.
They had to write that scene specifically so Randy could have something, to talk about. Yeah. That was his big.
They probably
scene
just
in the
let
movie.
Him ad lib it.
But probably that was one of the reasons why Jean Claude declined because he was like, you know, like I deserve a deeper character.
They made him the villain.
It's a fucking expendable.
Or third one.
Come on, bro.
That's, second one. And that's the first time that Jean Claude ever played a villain.
Salute. I like the second one too.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that.
I'm looking forward to this.
Lesser Hemsworth.
Yeah. Every time I watch
the lesser
Hemsworth in the second one.
Is the lesser Baldwin in any of them?
No. There's no Baldwins in any of
missed
these.
Missed opportunity.
Ones. Baldwin. He should have been the
they were afraid that he was gonna actually kill all of them.
Oh Jesus.
Baldwin the lesser and his lame ass sex scenes.
The trains are rocking.
All right, enough to say Vader and I'm going to say this is a easy 4-star. Easy 4-star.
Yeah.
This is a fun movie. It is exactly what you expect it to be. It's, I would say, if to address Kadesh's idea that the dialogue is shitty and the writing is bad, like, you just watch some of your favorite 80s movies. Mm-hmm. The dialogue is shitty and the writing is kind of...
None of them are written well.
They're just fun action movies. They're made to be fun.
Yeah,
literally not true.
Literally is. Watch Commando again.
Yeah.
Watch Predator. Watch Rambo. Rambo First Blood Part 2.
You both got good points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some are better than others. Anyway, I like this movie. It's easy 4 stars on just an enjoyment level alone. And that's what I'm going in for.
Die Hard, Terminator 2.
All movies that made me.
It's not your turn.
Just saying.
We already know what his score is.
There's some cheesy dialogue in all those movies. I'll find it. We'll do a super cut. Cheesy 80s movies. It's what they're known for. Jesus Christ. They're fine. It's fun. It's a 4-star movie. I thoroughly enjoy it. I have a great time every time. It doesn't get old. I watch it whenever, if it's on.
Yeah.
Sure. How about you?
I'm really close. I'm really close with you. So I'm going to go 3.5 stars.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty fair. I think 4 is a little bit.
Don't let him get your enthusiasm down.
No, I'm not at all. I don't give a shit what he says.
No boobs in this movie.
No boobs. That would have made a 4-star movie.
Okay,
that would have made a 4-star movie. If I would have seen Charisma Carpenter's boobs, I would have that would have been the end of it.
It would have been 5 stars.
5-star movie. Let's go.
But it's funny because the producer, Avi Lerner, he actually was advocating to try to get this down to a PG-13.
No.
And Schwarzenegger was like, no, this is going to be R.
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean.
Good call.
I would have loved to have seen a little more skin in this movie.
Sure.
But at the same time, you notice how all the chicks in this are like kind of like in that MILFy zone.
Yes. And I was really 40s. Confused. It's like, the
all the women in this movie are age appropriate to the actors they're playing against.
Are they though?
Yeah.
Because sure. I was like, so
except
is this
for maybe
like
Mickey Rourke and his, but even that chick was, she wasn't like.
Charisma Carpenter is late 40s now. Oh, yeah. So yeah, I can see that.
Jason Statham, I can totally see them.
The Spanish chick that Stallone was like loving on.
She's
was
older
like,
than you think.
I'm like, is this a father daughter thing?
I can't believe.
Yeah, that was a little gross.
Or is this a I love you? Because they never kissed.
They made it ambiguous.
I didn't get a romantic thing. I
got father daughter.
I got father daughter.
I felt like it was very ambiguous. Like she wanted that D, and he was like, no, I can't. It wouldn't be right.
He was the.
And he wrote it that way on purpose.
For sure. But
I could still bang.
Yeah, I could still do it. But,
did you see Tulsa King?
But I'm not going to do it.
Oh, God. Know? He's like 75 and he bangs some 40-year-old chick.
I'm honestly shocked. I know your type. I'm surprised this chick is not like you. I'm really surprised you haven't been gushing over this actress.
She's great. She's great.
She's no Selma Hayek.
She's
not Selma Hayek. But
if it was Selma, okay, bro, if this movie had Selma Hayek in it, 5 stars.
That would have been awesome.
5 stars.
But yeah, 3.5 stars. I had a great time watching this movie. I'm looking forward to watching sequels. I might go watch 4. I probably won't.
Four looks.
It's so expensive to go to the movies now. I might.
4 looks rough.
Yeah, it looks like they're bringing all these new people.
Yeah, they jumped the shark a little bit.
And I hate it when cool franchises jump the shark. It sucks. But we'll see. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, Jude, how about you?
All right, so I'm going to do a little math here for you. So for me, this, I'm going to start off at a 2.5 movie for me. However, I absolutely hated that church scene because the dialogue was so bad. Mm-hmm. And I thought Bruce Willis was like doing this, I'm very intense with my eyes very wide, like thing. And I didn't understand the choice for it. And for me, that made it worse. So it's now a 2-star movie. However, Dolph Lundgren is my action movie star crush, and he can still get it to this day. So now it's back up to 2.5. Then you add in Charisma Carpenter, and my head exploded.
Ooh, the Buffy factor.
Yeah, and I was like, that's a 3-star movie, but then you got to take away Jason Statham, so it's a 2.5.
Oh, my God.
It's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
I can respect that.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
At least she explained it.
Yeah.
I don't understand what Kadish's problem is.
Girl math.
All right, Kate, just justify yourself.
The movie's basically free.
Paid for itself.
It's 50% off.
I just made money on that movie.
There you go.
Now it's 3 stars.
Perfect. All right, Kate.
Yeah, I mean, this is a 2-star movie for me. I didn't hate it, but I didn't think it was as great as you all made it out to be. It's just kind of like a run-of-the-mill action movie, and then the sequels, get more and more boring as they go along. So, it's all downhill from here, in my opinion. But, for what it was decent. Like 2 stars is not a terrible review, in my opinion. It's just average. It's an average movie. So
it's 1 star away from a 1-star crap fest.
Yeah, it's not a great score, dude.
He's allowed to have his
2 stars is still an F in the school.
Well, in my opinion, 3 stars is an enjoyable movie. 2 stars is an average movie.
So you didn't have a good time watching this movie?
I mean, it was okay, but like I've seen it before, so it's like a lot of the Kish value is something that was kind of baked into it for me.
Is there any rewatchable parts of this movie?
Yeah, lots of rewatchable parts, like the airplane scene, the entire third act of the movie, the opening terrorist. You know, like
I like the Judge movies on if I'm flipping through the channels on the TV, these old movies like this, and if it's on. If I stop and I'll watch the rest of the movie.
Watch the scene, yeah.
And I want to watch at least and I want that to me means it's worth an extra half star.
Bro, if I'm flipping through and I see Stallone and Statham in an airplane,
yeah, I'm done.
I got to watch the rest.
I'm going to sit down.
1,000%. 1,000%.
You know, yeah. So sure.
Okay. All right, guys, that's it. Leave a comment below. What'd you think of Expendables? Is it everything that you wanted it to be? Is it the 80s and 90s resurgence that you love so much? We love it. I love it. Me and Vader are cool. Cage is crazy.
Jude's here, too.
Jude doesn't count. She's a girl. All right.
Just don't fucking lay a hand on her.
Don't touch her.
I will mess your ass up.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
you can waterboard her.
I will stab your basketball. Okay?
All right. That's it. Thanks so much for watching. We really appreciate it. That is the end of Swartz Lone Galtember.
Thank God.
Moving on to October. It's going to be Scary Spooky Month,
yay!
I think.
Ooh,
we have a bunch of horror movies. Ooh,
we're
the
doing
Descent.
Scary Spooky stuff. We're doing Scary Spooky stuff.
Alien.
Alien. The Descent.